You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Hey, do you need a breast lift or do you need a breast implant? Pretty much every week, at least 5 to 10 consultations come in to discuss with me, do they really need a breast implant or should they just get a breast lift? And I think for you to understand exactly what that means, most of it is generated by what you're looking for. So when you're thinking that you want more fullness at the top of your breasts, because you may have had multiple pregnancies, and over the course of time, your breasts have settled down lower on your chest wall, or you just may have lost a lot of breast tissue over the course of breastfeeding, weight loss, weight gain, and then you lose the weight again, and then the breasts go away. All of those things kind of play a role in how your breast fullness will ultimately be. So that's probably the first thing I go over with everyone that walks in is that, okay, what's the look that you're really going for? That's number one. Number two is really being honest about where your breasts sit on your chest wall. And what I mean by that is, and a simple way to kind of take a look and see, if you're looking at yourself at home or when you're getting dressed in the morning, take a look at where your nipple and areola sit on your breast itself. If your nipple and your areola are very far away from where your crease of your breast is, so if you pick up your breast underneath, when you pick up your breast, that's where your crease is. When you let your breast down, and now you're staring in the mirror, let's say, at where your nipple and areola reside. If it's pretty far away from where that crease is, there's a very good likelihood that you're going to need some sort of a lift. So when we're talking about this in a consultation, many times before we even get into examining anything, like I was saying, you really want to get a sense about where you want to go with this look. If it is more fullness, if it's a higher volume that you're looking for, especially at the uppermost portion of your breast, many times a breast implant is going to be necessary. But let's say, for instance, that you happen to be blessed with a lot of your own breast tissue, but it's sitting in a really low position. And when I mean low position, it's just like this little exercise I had you do. When you're looking in the mirror, if your nipple and areola are very far away from where that crease was, but you have a lot of your own breast tissue that you can still put in a good bra, then maybe what we really need to talk about is doing some sort of a breast lift and use your own breast tissue as the breast implant. And I'll tell you, when we can do that for patients, those patients happen to be one of the happiest candidates when we go through all our like successes in plastic surgery, because they were able to use their own tissue. They were able to basically avoid having any kind of a foreign body in their system, and their breasts look so much more youthful and perky, and they just seem like they've been restored to what they used to be before pregnancies, before weight loss, etc. So keeping this in mind, what happens to the patient, and you may be this patient, that does have a nipple and areola that's very far away from where that crease is, but in addition to that, you don't really have a lot of your own breast tissue left. You're just left with some skin. Those patients, and you may be one of them, really would do fabulously well by doing a combination where we can use a breast implant, position it where it's supposed to be, and then do a breast lift to recreate that whole mound and that whole look that you're going for. So either way, you're going to be covered with the idea that we can either use your own breast tissue and basically create this lift and use your breast tissue as the implant, or we can still do the lift and at the same time put a breast implant in. Many times, patients get very confused about a breast lift and a breast reduction. So I want to clarify that for all of you as well. And here it is. You know what size you ultimately want to be when all of this is done. So when you go to see your plastic surgeon and you're sitting down and having this conversation, you really want to be as open and honest about this as possible, because this is really going to have a large impact as to what we're really going to end up doing and how your ultimate result will turn out. And this is another conversation for a whole different topic, but at the end of the day, that's really the heart and soul of plastic surgery in a nutshell, is to really try to get on the same page with your surgeon and with you so that your expectations are met. And I think that's a very, very important thing when it even comes to injecting Botox or fillers or any of those things. And we'll talk about that at a later date, but the common tenet that goes throughout plastic surgery and being happy with your results is that you and your surgeon are really on the same page as to where you ultimately want to be when this is all done. So if you're someone that has a lot of breast tissue, and you think that it's just way too much for you to be able to handle as you go on in life, and you may, again, have had multiple pregnancies, you may have breastfed, you may have done all these things, and you've got more and more breast tissue as the time went on, you may be a candidate for what we call a breast reduction lift, which is we're still going to make your breasts look perky and youthful and lifted, but now we have the opportunity to be more precise about what size you ultimately want to be. In these cases, you don't need a breast implant, but what you do need is to figure out a way to get the size that you want it to be and make the skin envelope match that. And that's the beauty of doing a breast lift reduction, where we can actually make it to be exactly the size you want it to be, but steal away enough skin so that, if you can imagine this, the skin envelope that's going to house your new breast volume is as tight and perky and youthful as it can possibly be. And I think when that happens, we hit a complete home run simultaneously. You get exactly the look that you want, and you're also going to be very, very pleased with the fact that it's maybe even a size that you never thought you could have accomplished, because maybe for your whole life you've just been so large that you just never thought they could ever look youthful and perky and lifted. But I'm telling you, when we do these operations, it's tremendously rewarding for me as well as for the patients. They're thrilled with this, and they always tell their friends and family about what a great time this has been for them, because they may, you know, if this is you, you may never have been able to wear certain clothes or certain activities that you wanted to participate in, but you just felt you were just too big to be able to do some of these things. Now we can actually use all your breast tissue to give you the ultimate size that you want, and also refine the skin envelope so that everything is just being housed in a really tight way. So hopefully this is kind of giving you some insight into the whole idea about creating the shape and the look that you want, and also trying to get an idea for you, is a breast implant or a breast lift or maybe even this lift reduction something that you're interested in. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.